بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Holy is he who carried his servant by night from the holy mosque in Mecca to the farthest mosque in Jerusalem, whose surroundings we have blessed, that we might show him some of our signs. Indeed, he alone is all-hearing, all-seeing, that we might show him some of our signs.
This is an allusion to the event known as Miraj, Ascension, and Isra, Night Journey. According to most traditions, and especially the authentic ones, this event took place 1 year before Hijrah. Detailed reports about it are found in the works of Hadith and Sira, and have been narrated from as many as 25 companions. The Quran here only mentions that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was taken from the Kaaba to the mosque in Jerusalem. However, Hadith reports give copious details of the onward journey from Jerusalem to the highest point in the heavens and the experience of the Divine Presence. What was the nature of this journey? Did it take place while the Prophet, peace be upon him, was asleep, or while he was awake? Did he actually undertake a journey in the physical sense, or did he have a spiritual vision while remaining in his own place? These questions, in our view, have been resolved by the text of the Quran itself. The opening statement, "Holy is he who carried his servant by night from the holy mosque to the farther mosque," verse 1, itself indicates that it was an extraordinary event which took place by dint of the infinite power of God. For quite obviously, to be able to perceive the kind of things mentioned in connection with the event either in a dream or by means of intuition is not so wondrous that it should be prefaced by the statement, "Holy is he who carried his servant by night," a statement which amounts to proclaiming that God was free from every imperfection and flaw. Such a statement would make absolutely no sense if the purpose of it was merely to affirm that God had the power to enable man to have either visions in the course of a dream or to receive information intuitively. In our view, the words of the verse clearly indicate that the event, far from being merely a spiritual experience or a dream vision, was an actual journey, and the observation in question was a visual observation.
وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا.
We gave Moses the book and made it a source of guidance for the children of Israel, commanding, "Take no other guardian beside me. Take no other guardian beside me."
The word Vakil signifies one upon whom a person totally relies, one in whom full trust is reposed, one to whose care one entrusts one's affairs, to whom one looks for guidance and support.
ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا.
You are the descendants of those whom we carried in the ark with Noah. He was truly a thankful servant.
وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا.
Then we clearly declare to the children of Israel in the book, "Twice you will make mischief in the land and will commit transgression." Then we clearly declare to the children of Israel in the book.
The word book here does not specifically signify the Torah, rather it stands for the heavenly scripture as such. On several occasions, the Quran uses the term Al-Kitab in the sense of heavenly scripture as such rather than in the sense of one particular book.
فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا.
So, when the occasion for the first of the transgressions arrived, we raised against you some of our creatures who were full of might, and they ran over the whole of your land. This was a promise that was bound to be fulfilled. And they ran over the whole of your land. This alludes to the terrible destruction suffered by the Israelites at the hands of the Assyrians and Babylonians.
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا.
Then we granted you an upper hand against them and strengthened you with wealth and children and multiplied your numbers.
إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا.
Whenever you did good, it was to your own advantage, and whenever you committed evil, it was to your own disadvantage. So when the time of the fulfillment of the second promise arrived, we raised other enemies that would disfigure your faces and enter the temple of Jerusalem, as they had entered the first time, and destroy whatever they could lay their hands on, as they had entered the first time, and destroy whatever they could lay their hands on. This refers to the Romans who destroyed Jerusalem completely and drove the Israelites out of Palestine. Since then, they remained dispirited and dispersed throughout the world for nearly 2,000 years.
عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا.
Your Lord may well show mercy to you, but if you revert to your evil behavior, we shall revert to chastising you. We have made hell a prison for those who are thankless of Allah's bounties.
إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا.
Verily, this Quran guides to the way that is the straightmost. To those who believe in it and do righteous works, it gives the good news that a great reward awaits them.
وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And warns those who do not believe in the hereafter that we have prepared for them a grievous chastisement.